Amy and Alan Wills took their four children on the state ship Kangaroo in 1970. They sailed from Fremantle to Darwin with some memorable stops in the Kimberley in between, as Hilary Smale discovered when she spoke to Amy and Alan this morning.
It was absolutely fantastic. The weather was great and you could see the coast all the way up. And we bypassed Geraldton on the way. We didn't call in to Geraldton. Our first call was to Dampier.
Wow. And had you ever been that far north of the state before?
Well, I had, but the family had never been that far before.
And what was it like?
In those days, it was pretty primitive. Dampier, when we called into the port at Dampier, the dust from the iron ore facility was blowing across the ships, and the ladies that were on the ship had their washing on the line.
Oh, no.
It was going red, so that was a bit of a disaster for that day.
And your journey further north, where did you stop after Dampier?
We went off to Dampier for Christmas Day, and we had a great Christmas dinner off the island, and the children who were all allowed just to wear their casual clothes and probably football shorts, I suppose, was the main bill. And the bosun took my eldest son shark fishing, and they were catching sharks.
Wow!
Off Dampier by the score.
What an experience! So you had four children on the boat, as well as yourself and your wife.
Yes.
What ages were the kids at that time?
They were 14, 13, 12, and 10.
And was it a common experience to take families on a journey like that yes. In the summer holidays?
Yes, there were two other families, the Blunchish family from Dianella, who were about the same age as our kids, and they had the run of the ship. And there was Jerry Quinn, who was a plumber from Dianella, and Hugh Campbell, who was the administrator of the Wyndham Hospital. Port Hedland's stopover was very interesting because they're unloading the stores for the local people, and they had a crane with all the supplies going up on a basket, and one of them happened to be full of Swan Lager, and they decided they'd drop the basket.
No.
So half of the fellas down in the hold were having a great great time.
They didn't drop it on purpose, did they?
I think they might.
Wow, and then you kept coming up, so your final stop was Darwin. Do you remember stopping in Broome? And
yes, we went to Broome and had a good look around the town there, and there in the days when Broome was pretty primitive, and one of the highlights was the Chinese shops, and the lady up there was pretty vigorous telling people she didn't want them to come in the shop, and she was waving up. Machete around.
Right. Was that in Chinatown in Broome?
In Chinatown, yeah.
Wow. And did you stay for long in the town, or was it just hopping off the ship for a day?
Off the ship for a day, yeah. And then they'd take off again. Broome was in its infancy at that stage.
And then Derby, was the tides something that you were interested in and hadn't
seen
before? Yeah,
when we got to Derby at about 5 o'clock, we tied up at the top of the jetty and walked into town. We were right at the top of the ship, the jetty, when we pulled up. But when we came back, the ship was sitting in the mud at the bottom of the harbour.
Being sort of Christmas time, December and January, it must have been really quite hot.
Well, it was
quite
hot, but everybody, you know, the air conditioning in the ship was quite good, but the kids were happy in their shorts and T-shirts.
And where did you go after Derby?
Then we went to Wyndham, and as I said to you, a fellow called Hugh Campbell was the administrator of the Wyndham Hospital. Hugh took us for a tour up to the Five Mile Creek Hotel, and then we went on to Kununurra and saw the start of the cotton fields in the early days and in its infancy.
In the Ord there, yeah.
The Ord River, and the crocodiles still sitting on the banks of the dam, and it was quite exciting.
What an adventure! And do you still talk about it amongst yourselves as a family about
that? The family still remember it vividly. Yes.
Amy, what was the social life like on the boat? I understand it was quite a time where people would meet each other and become friends quite quickly.
Oh, yes. There was Peter Blunt, Elwell Allen's supposed to be mentioned, the names of the people that were on board. No, it was very good. Our youngest two children were just that little bit younger, so they went into the dining room before us and we went in as a group. No, it was very social, very friendly.
And why did you decide to take this big journey with the family? It must have been quite an undertaking.
Well, we wanted to do something. We've always done something with our children, but the biggest thing was our daughter was the last year of school, Faye Duda, she is now. Faye came with us and we thought, oh, this is the last holiday we're ever going to have as a family, but believe it or not, she still comes on holidays with us.
So you had nothing to worry about.
Yeah, things like that you don't have to worry about. So well, I don't really know what Alan said, but no, it was very good. It was very easy. The boys had football clothes on and, you know, it was just an easy holiday.
An easy holiday on the state ship Kangaroo in 1970. That is Amy and Alan Wills, who took their four children on holiday from Fremantle to Darwin, talking to Hilary Smale about those memories.